Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the dark side of behaviours, where the things that we do may actually have an impact on ourselves beyond the intended impact, and could actually also have an impact on other people and become a little bit self-destructive. All of our behaviours, everything that we do, either works for us or against us. Some of the things we do, particularly if these are behaviours which run away from control from us, can actually have the potential in them to become self-destructive, to wear out their use for us and the benefit, and actually start to become destructive and difficult for us. And some really, really common and classical examples of where an ordinarily very healthy and useful activity can actually become problematic for us are things like exercise and exercise addiction, dieting, particularly when the dieting becomes so severe that it borders on eating disorders. Work, which is a very, very useful activity for all of us, great for well-being largely and for social connection and a few other things, but can become problematic when it consumes too much of life. And even things like internet use and shopping, which are great activities and ways to pass time, can become problematic when they're related to credit card debt, hoarding, and a whole bunch of other issues. To understand the role of behaviors in our life, we tend to be able to class them in one of two ways. Behaviors that we use can either be adaptive or they can be maladaptive. And I'll unpack that a little bit. Adaptive behaviors are behaviors that serve a purpose for us, that actively help us to solve problems in our world in a way that doesn't inhibit us and allows for continued emotional growth and development and increased capability and adaptability. Behaviors, in short, which help us to keep on keeping on. Maladaptive behaviors, on the other hand, tend to be short-term solutions which provide short-term relief from the issues that we're experiencing, but in the long term tend to not actually address or actually, frighteningly, sometimes even cause increased likelihood that the issue is going to continue or even create other issues for us which complicate our life and create, in a way, interestingly, maladaptive coping strategies tend to create the conditions they need for continued reliance upon them. So the classic example is something like financial stress. If someone is in financial stress and they seek the short-term solution of increased credit or increased spending as a way to deal with the financial stress, then the net result is that they actually have increased financial stress. And if they're unable to find a way out of this, then that maladaptive coping strategy can become quite self-destructive and cyclical. So, how do you know if any given behavior in your life has it got the potential to become self-destructive for you? Couple of mind games this week. First of all, a question to kind of consider the actual role of the behavior in your life and ask, is it actually effective? Do I actually have any concerns about this? Is this causing me increased stress, or is it actually helping me cope and deal with the problems that I have? Importantly, are others concerned for me? Sometimes the mirrors that we have in our life, the people that can hold a mirror up to us and allow us to see ourselves from their perspective, can be really, really important reference points for us. Lastly, is this behavior actually causing other issues for me which actually increase the need for this behavior to occur? In which case, it's potentially starting to become a little bit self-destructive. If any behavior is actually starting to prevent you from other activities or issues in life, or you're losing the ability to control of any behavior or activity and the role that it has in your life, then it's important to really consider ways to rein that activity in and renegotiate your relationship with it. So what can you do? Consider, to begin with, the purpose of the behavior, and importantly, what issues, what emotions in my world does it help me manage? And then from that point, ask and consider what other ways have I previously coped or managed these said issues and emotions in the past? Did I stop doing some of them? And did this behavior take up more of that coping weight than it previously had? And then consider the path out of reliance upon these behaviors and the small changes you might be able to make to that behavior this week. consider then the path away from reliance on that particular behavior. And most people, when they really look at behavior which they've lost control of, understanding how they lost control of that particular behavior also provides the solution, because some of the things that are previously working can just be picked straight back up and put back in their place. So get creative in preventing self-destruction this week on Mind Games.